How do we experience the glory of the Lord Jesus? In his deepest reality is so glorious and beautiful and just beyond our what we can even comprehend. It's only with our spirit person that we can really know him. And as I've been talking in some previous messages, we have to get into that second and third phase of walking with him. We have to prove ourselves worthy. We have to pass God's tests, which is normal that he would do that. And I want to just touch on one thing regarding this, maybe more than one, but Jesus said, "Consider carefully what you hear, for with the measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Whoever has, he will be given more, and he will have more and more abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him." So in a real sense with God, it's you know, all or really at the other end of the spectrum. And this of course applies to our relationship with him. Those verses, actually, the Jesus' words, that was the law of reciprocity and the law of abundance. So these are just, this is the way God's made it. You know, and so that's shed some light on how do we really meet him for real in his glory and majesty. And it's when we give him everything we have and we seek him with all of our heart, then we'll find him. And that's what we were born. He created us to know him in that way. You know, when we just know him in the outer court, when we just get born again and stay in that first phase, we're not going to experience his glory and we will lose interest. And that's why, you know, 90% or more, 95% or more, maybe, of the Christians and Catholics don't really, they don't have that, you know, fierce interest in walking with Jesus Christ. Yes, they're saved. That's great that they're saved. But they, because they haven't experienced his glory. And it's through the Holy Spirit that we do that. Amen. More soon.